it do, what it do. Welcome to the Mixin Podcast, the best show for content creators, mixer and Twitch streamers, and anyone interested in live streaming. See you on the other side. It's your dude, JT for real though. What it do? What's up, my friends? It is JT for real though, and saying what up to all you homies out there in stream land. No, for real, guys. How's it going? I've been thinking about the last episode I put up. It was last week or whatever. And I don't know. It felt like it was a week up. So instead of just trying to like just keep tossing some up, I was like, you know what? Let me get back to the process. And I definitely been thinking about it quite a bit lately. And I think I've come to a pretty good conclusion on how a lot of my good episodes, where a lot of my like better episodes and a lot of the good episodes, where they came from, you know, like where, you know, from personally and just where, and how I kind of, I feel like I had gotten on a really, really good flow and I've gotten a good process and gotten into a really good flow of creating pretty high quality episodes with a lot of like just good things to say, you know, particularly with me just speaking, you know, to the world, to myself, you know, into a microphone or a phone or whatever it is. But I feel like recently I was like, okay, thinking in any way about it. I basically just pressed record, you know, and just went with it. And when you do that without, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm very good at, you know, riffing and just coming up with something, you know, not on the spot, but meaning like turning something, you know, kind of taking a little seed and growing. I'm pretty good with that. But if there's no seed, there's nothing there. And that's something to watch out for, because I feel like I might have fallen into that trap. I definitely fell into it last app. I don't know if I've fallen into it beforehand, but I'm not going to allow that to happen again, because it definitely wasn't me, and essentially it wasn't what I'm supposed to be doing here. Like, the idea, so let me get to basically what I've come up with or what I've been thinking about. The idea is that usually something happens either in my life or an experience on stream, off stream, with viewers, audience, maybe team members or other streamers or all these other things, you know, that relate to streaming and or my life and generally connection between the both. And then usually through a couple of days, maybe one day, maybe a week or whatever, I'll have these various experiences, various interactions, engagements with all these different people, and something will spark, you know, an idea will spark. And I'll think, hey, you know, that's a good perspective, and I'll kind of play with that perspective in my mind. And that is where most of my episodes came from. And I feel like because of going, hey, you know, like, so I'm going to give you an example in a minute, because I basically did this today for this episode today. But also being a bit, you know, introspective as I could. Because for one thing, let me bring this up as well. I've liked to pride myself on being very self-aware. So when I find myself failing at that, it's a hard hit. You know, it's a hit. It's a wake-up call. Like, oh, you know, even if you're badass, man, you can always get your ass beat. You know, no matter how cool you are, you can always be a big dork. You know, it's no matter what, you can always make a mistake. And no matter how baller or cool or awesome you're doing things or great or not, you know, you're gonna make mistakes. You know what I mean? You're gonna make mistakes and you're gonna falter. And it always comes to, hey, what do you do? You know, what do you do? Do you falter at that point, do nothing more? Or do you just say, okay, time to roll, let's do this? Now, okay, so what I wanted to bring up today is basically the subject I've been thinking about, something that happened, a couple of short experiences and things that happened between friends and people I know online. A couple little things that happened, and it allowed me to kind of go, okay, this is what I wanted to talk about today, and this is what I want to do a short episode on, and get back to basically how I do my show, you know, how I do Mixin, how I do this podcast, you know, giving you a new perspective, and not just, hey, you know, words, yada yada, buzzwords, you know, that's stupid, you know, and then that's basically what I'm talking about. That's let's get right into it. That segues into it. Buzzwords, nonsense, fake work, pretending, you know, these posts. I mean, you guys hear me complain about this sometimes. I'm not trying to rant or anything, but it's what I want to bring up here is people kind of wanting to get into the, you know, creation, wanting to get into the world of making money off of creative works. And I get that. Sounds awesome. Rock and roll. Cool. But I don't think most people understand, you know, like what the whole trade is, what the whole deal is, you know. And obviously no one's going up to them and telling them, because it's, you know, no one really knows. So I don't think people realize, it's kind of like when someone says the hard work, you know, you're going to put in the hard work and all these things. Like, people are like, yeah, cool, that sounds awesome, I want to play games for a living. Or, yeah, that's cool, I want to play music on, you know, for, on a stream and make millions of dollars. Or, hey, you know, I want to go and do a podcast about, you know, a show or music or sci-fi or, you know, whatever. You know, like I said, I got a buddy of mine doing that too. You know, it's stuff like that, you know, and that's fine. But the point is, That's not all it is. And most people know this, but it's not just like, hey, I'm going to do it. Cool, now I did it. Where's my payout? You know, or that's freaking crazy. You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy. And so I'm going to bring you into a conversation I had with a buddy of mine today. So he had hit me up, you know, hey, how's it going? And I've been a little busy, so I think it took a day to respond. I said, hey, you know, hey, what's up? How are you, dude? And you know, and it wasn't more than just like a hey, hi, bye. But, and like I said, not trying to sound, you know, harsh here, but he was also kind of, I think slipping in, like, I think maybe he was looking just for, I don't know if it was a way out, like I said, this is just speculation, but a way out, or an excuse, or maybe some sort of motivation, which I feel like I gave him in the end, but, you know, kind of reaching out instead of just putting your goddamn nose to the grindstone and getting to work, right? So, he's like, hey, how's it going? Things are doing good. And I'm like, and he knows what I do with, you know, creation and stuff like that. And how I've been finding some successes in it and stuff too. And so he's like, oh, you know, cool. So how's things going, you know, with your stuff? And I'm like, you know, awesome. You know, real cool. And he's like, hey, you know, you go out much, right? And I was like, actually, I don't really go out anymore. You know, I that's the trade-off. You know, most people know that, you know. And then this is what got me. Like I said, I don't, you know, this may make me sound like a jerk. I don't know. But this is what got me. His next response was like, yeah, you know, I just been working on my music, yeah, stuff like that, you know. And like I said, buddy, if you listen to this, you know, as you already know, we talk, so there's no animosity, much love. This is all out of love here. So, you know, he said, hey, yeah, you know, I've been working on my music, so I don't go much out either, too, you know, just, and now I know how long he's been working on things, and that time doesn't matter, but my point is I know the behind the scenes of stuff, so it's like, I have a little bit of insight into the whole thing. So he's like, yeah, you know, so basically, you know, it's, not saying he's bullshitting or anything, I'm not saying that, but my point is there's no wondering if it's true or not true, whatever. I just basically, I already have the behind the scenes knowledge to give my reply or to give an educated reply to what's going on. So I'm like, hey, you know, he's like, hey, yeah, so I'm hoping that this hard work, you know, pays off soon so I can relax, right? And all I could think is like, what the f are you talking about? Seriously, like, all I could think is like, what are you shitting me? Like, I'm not trying to be rude here, but what kind of reply is that? Like, what? Hey, I just started working on my passion. Hopefully soon it wraps up quick for the payday. What the frig? I want to swear bad, trust me, but I'm not going to. I want to swear, but I can't. So, well, I mean, I can, but I'm not going to. I had to be like, what are you talking about? Like, and like I said, I had to hold myself back because I know I can sound harsh and I can come out. And my whole point when, you know, I have my heart is there, but sometimes my voice and my tone ruins everything. It does, and I get that. Sometimes I'm like, oh my god, I want this person to do better, and I'm like, why are you screwing up? And it's like, what? And that doesn't work, because then people get mad and they totally don't get any positivity from it, and then it turns back on you, and then they're resentful of you and stuff. And I honestly, I feel like it's one of my gifts, but it's also one of my curses. It really is. I think I often give people the truth, but sometimes I don't give it properly, or sometimes I shouldn't, and I just do, and they really, really resent me because of it. So it's okay. But some people, like my friend now, took it in stride, understood where my heart was, and totally took motivation from it, which is good, and I think people should. But the reason why I'm bringing this up is I think too many people out there have fell into the exact same trap he started falling into, which is not thinking about the work or thinking about, what do you want to create? Like, that's it. There's no need. Like, there's all these labels. Oh, yeah, I'm going to be branding. Oh, maybe I'll rebrand. And I got to do this. Oh, man, where's my t-shirt? Should I have a new logo? Like, shut the frig up. If you don't have awesome content or something cool to show, none of that shit matters. Like, I honestly don't even understand why I would have to say this, but apparently I do. There's a ton of people out there that think that shit, like, they're like, figuring out the prices of the t-shirt they're going to sell on a show they haven't created yet. Do you know how crazy that sounds? Do you know how crazy that sounds? Because that's the norm. And that's the type of stuff that's going on. And that's the type of trap I think he was falling in as well. And I was trying to help him out of. So I go, hey, listen, I'm not trying to be jerk, but what are you talking about, brother? Like, seriously, what are you talking about? Because those words that you just told me, those don't sound like a person that is happy with the things that they're working on and passionate about the things they're working on. It sounds like what most people want, which is finding a winning lottery ticket on the side of the goddamn street. Because that's what that sounds like. Man, oh man, I hope to find a lottery ticket tomorrow on the street. Like, what? That's not a goal. That's not a passion. That's a lucky day. You know what I mean? That's as likely as winning the lottery. You know? So my point is, if your mindset is in the place of, yeah, you know, like if you're saying things like rebranding before you've ever made anything that like, and more so, I don't want to say made anything. Some people make one, two episodes like, hey man, I made something. But did you really? Like, if someone goes, think about it like this, right? Someone comes up to you and goes, hey man, you're going to die tomorrow. I know that's crazy. But guess what? I knew you were working on some stuff recently. I'm going to start showing people that right after you die. Just, you know what I mean? Just so you know, I know this is really dark, but seriously, but you know, I mean, like, is that what, you know, that really represents you, right? Like, you're going to want people to see this, right? Just think about it. Like, even though that's so intense, think about it like that. It's like, although creating content, especially if you're making video game stuff, obviously it doesn't need to be your life's work. Obviously, that's not what I mean. But what I do mean is if you're talking about it like it is, you better be prepared to walk the walk. You know what I mean? Like, you can't be like, yeah, this is my thing. This is my passion project. This is my baby. You know what I mean? And I've heard people use that terminology about shit they just came up with on the spot that they haven't spent more than a couple of days on. And honestly, I know I've said these couple of things similar to this. I've said things like this similar, you know, a year ago. I know I've said these things before. But I think that's my point. I'm now pushing 2 years now of talking about these things and doing what I've said, you know? And I've taken breaks and all that stuff, sure. And yeah, do I have a shirt? Yeah, damn right I do. But guess what? I did that shit for a year. A straight year of doing things and talking to people and building an audience. And mind you, this isn't a brag and it's not a humble brag. It's just the truth so you can understand. I don't have a giant crazy audience, but I do have viewership every single time I put out my content. You know what I'm saying? My point is even if it's small, I didn't think about those later steps until that point. That's the first step. So if you're thinking about, you know, step 5, step 8, step 15, step 400 before you took step 1, you've already lost, mate. You're one of the statistics that people are talking about, like, yeah, people try this and fail. You know what I mean? And that's a hard truth, but my point is, you can just say, screw that, I'm not going to be that person, and I'm going to get right out of this, and I'm going to actually create things, and I'm not going to blame it on, or blame the fact that I'm not doing anything. Oh, I'm not putting the time in, or I don't have enough time in my day, or whatever, you know what I mean? There's a million reasons, and all those reasons, you know they're bullshit. There's always another hour. You know you watched Game of Thrones. You know you watched The Throne. And I know everyone makes that joke. I'm not the first freaking podcaster to say this joke, but it's goddamn true, man. It's a good joke. You watched Thrones. I know you did, son. Which means, you know, all those hours, count those hours up. What's a total season? What's that? 10 hours, 8 hours, something like that? That's a lot of work hours. 10 clean hours? You know what I could do with 10 clean hours? Just slamming away at a couple of projects? Damn, son. That's like days. So that's what I mean. So, you know, what are you willing to sacrifice? How much does it matter? Is it really your passion? Is this really your heart? Is this really your soul? And I know I've said these things before, but screw it. It needs to be said again. I think that's a good point of it. There's some things that need to be kind of hammered in a little bit, and some things need to be reminded. Some things need to be talked about just in general so it's out there in the world. Maybe I needed to hear this. I don't know. But I'm pretty damn sure that there's somebody out there, including myself, that now hears this is going to find some use out of it. Is going to find a perspective change. Hey, you know, they might even hear some things that they say in my words. They're going to go, wait a minute, oh my God, some of you guys out there are going to think, holy shit, I'm sitting here designing my shirt and I haven't figured out the title of my freaking podcast yet, you know? Or I'm thinking about selling keychains and I don't even own a camera yet. You know, or whatever. You know what I mean? You know, I can make a bunch of dumb bad jokes here, but you get it. I think you guys get it. I think I explain. Jeez, what's with the yawns, bro? I never yawn. I just did a try yawn. That was three yawns, one podcast, bro. That's gonna be the new title. Three yawns, one podcast. Nonsense, man. What is wrong with me? Unprofessional, sir. Unprofessional, sir. Unprofessional. So, either way, we don't want to, like I said, I don't want to go this too long. Didn't go too long with this. I just wanted to talk to you guys about how if you're falling in the trap right now, because some of you guys might. You're either getting overwhelmed. You're in overwhelmed is the biggest part, because that comes that the overwhelmed comes with so many other of the issues. Like, you know, you add too many problems, too many projects. You start to think of the things that don't matter as the things that matter. Like, the things that matter are just, do people like what you do? And are they watching or listening or viewing or eating or chewing your whatever? You know, if you're a cook, you're eating your food. You know, if you make a show, are people watching it? If you're into comedy, are people laughing? If you're a music man, are people enjoying your goddamn music? That's the goal. Like, you know what I mean? That's the goal. Not like the phrase I heard today. Just holding out, you know, hopefully it's all going to pay off. My asshole. It's not going to just pay off. It's supposed to be paying off now, dividends to your goddamn soul. And I don't care if that sounds ridiculous. I don't care. It's true. And it's the way I think about it. It's the way I feel. It's like, if you know, if like, okay, and I said this earlier, and this is bearing myself a little bit, but that's how it works here. You know, I say it all the time, you're going to put yourself into the ring, you know, you're going to get hit. So I'm putting myself in the ring. I said this to my friend earlier, and it's because I was trying to give him something of myself so that I didn't sound like a jerk when I was talking about something so personal. Because if you just kind of cut into someone's shit, you know, really personal, and you're trying to cut away the fat to help them, so to speak, sometimes it's painful, and they're not cool with it. But if you give yourself a little bit, you know, you give your truth, and even, you know, get yourself vulnerable a little bit, it's much easier. And so that's what I did, because it's a fair way to speak to somebody. If you're going to give them a criticism, then bear yourself in a vulnerable position so that, you know, that you don't feel like you're saying it anything in a condescending manner, or you're just putting yourself in the same wavelength. So basically, and I think that's just a good way to treat people in general. So basically what I did is explain something about myself that's just, you know, true, you know, connected to the first thing he said to me when he started the conversation, which was, hey man, you know, do you go out much lately? Have you been out? And I was like, no. And then I said, okay, man, you know, in regards to all these things I'm telling you right now and all the things I've been talking about to you guys today, is I don't really go out and stuff like that anymore, because I no longer enjoy going out in a particularly heavy duty social situation that I don't control. And before I sound like a creepo or weirdo, because I know that sounds weird, what I mean by that is, like, I'd love to, you know, like, maybe throw a party or something. You know what I mean? Like, hey, people come to my place or whatever, and I have a little bit more control over what's going on. You know what I mean? Just so I'm not just like, well, what's happening? I don't mean control freak. That's not what I mean. And who knows? You know what I mean? Who knows where the thoughts come from behind that? Who cares? But the point is that's just a fact. It's a fact about myself that I've come to understand and know, and that's simple as that. I don't have to, I'm not fighting it. I'm not trying to pretend. I'm not going to tell everybody, yeah, man, we'll be partying tonight, man. No, what are you talking about? I'm going to tell the truth and act who I am. But I've also had to was able to explain to him this. Because of that, I've always enjoyed not being alone, but my own time. Like, I've always enjoyed doing projects and cool works that I found interest in, my own things, like, never other people's. It's my things that I've always enjoyed and wanted to either learn or grow with or whatever, play with, whatever it is, whatever I want to do. But that's always been how I've been, and I like that. I can live in that semi-solitary world and flourish, and I enjoy it, right? And since I understand that about myself, I'm able to go, okay, since this is what I enjoy, even though it's not necessarily schnazzy, it's not what people want to, hey, yeah, Mr. Party Man, or whatever, you know, they don't want to hear, like, hey, I would rather be here in this room alone, but also with maybe tens, twenties, hundreds, thousands, whatever amount of people I see throughout the day, whether it's on socials or whether it's live or whatever it is, but I would rather do that and enjoy and express myself and enjoy myself and interact with my friends and other human beings in that manner, because I like it, I love it, I enjoy it, and that's who I am. And it also corresponds to what I want to do, and it corresponds to what I enjoy doing. So although, sure, nobody wants to sit there and write, like, who really wants to sit down and type out a bunch of rules, rule systems, and commands? I do. I do. That's the thing. I do. I love that shit. Yeah, I want to. That's the thing. Because most people are like, yeah, man, I know what you're talking about. That part sucks. Actually, shit, that's what I like that stuff. And that's why this fits for me. And that's why when people are like, yeah, man, I can't wait to do this. I'm gonna do stuff like that, dude. I'm gonna get a camera. I'm just gonna stream. It's like, sure, that sounds cool, but I don't think you understand what the deal is. Like, you need to want to create something. Do you want to create a show, or do you just want to get paid for videos? And I mean, and I don't want to keep saying that because that's the obvious thing. Everyone, that's stupid. Like, that's the dumb thing everyone says, and it's normal because it's such an obvious way to say it. But there's so much more to it, you know? Meaning, do you? Because like, you can ask that question a thousand ways. Do you want a biz dev? Do you want a network? Do you want to create something that matters? Do you want to innovate? Do you want to spend time looking at yourself in a critical manner, going, okay, this sucks, so I got to make it better, ripping apart your own works in front, you know what I mean? And then maybe having someone like me or other people rip your shit apart in front of you, maybe to help you, maybe not, but just rip your soul apart, just so you can maybe take the next step. That shit's hard. And trust me, I'm not the only one to do it. And plenty of people could do the same to me and probably have, probably do. And that's fine. That's good. Like, as long as, and I know it sounds harsh and negative, but no, what I mean, when I say that way, it's out of love. It's really like, it's having to do, like, it's like tough love. It's like telling someone, hey man, stop wasting your goddamn time and get to work. Like, I don't want to hear any complaints. It's annoying. You not, some people go, Jesus, man, leave me alone. What the hell? Why are you so harsh? And it's like, no, man. I just know you need to hear, dude, go do it. Because when you sit here complaining, you think you're spending your time doing something because you're talking and you're, oh, I'm gonna listen to a podcast and learn about this. Dude, you've listened to enough podcasts, all right? Get to work. Same as this one right now. If you're talking about streaming and you've listened to every single one of my episodes and you haven't started streaming, what the hell are you doing? Shut this off right now. Shut this off right now. Go stream, and then when you're done, hit me up personally, one-on-one, and go, yo, help me out. I will hit you up. I will respond. So simple as that. Hashtag JT for real, though. You know what to do. So you know what? I'm gonna end it at that. I feel like this is enough. And if I talk too long, I may get all over the place, and I may get too much. And this is a concise, and I think fairly easy to understand. So, I love you guys. I really do, because that's the whole point of this. I all the time and all this stuff. No matter if I take time off or I spend it, there's no other plan here. You know what I mean? There's no other path. You know, this is it. There's just sometimes more brush in the way, and sometimes it's a nice, clean, and open path. And I feel like finally, oh, pushing away that last bit of brush and looking ahead, it looks pretty clear again. So it's kind of nice. So, you guys, I will catch you soon, and I hope to see you guys on the stream. Remember, www.mixer.com/JTForRealDoe, FareelDoe. Word 'em up, my friends. This has been another episode of Mixin', a streamer and content creation podcast. You know how to do it, baby. And if you don't know for real dough, gets to know for real dough. Hey, hey, if you guys like the Mixin' Bits podcast, then please go to forrealdough.com to check out our blog or all kinds of groovy stuff for Team For Real Dough. For real dough being FareelDoe. Word up, everybody. And if you want to support the podcast and you enjoy this, just go to Anchor, like a boat, anchor.fm/JT for real dough. Word up, my friends, and thanks a lot.